Well, good morning. Another Monday morning. Here we are together again. Monday morning podcast teaching. I am Pastor Tony. And it seems like Monday morning just comes around the corner in the blink of an eye. I've gotten used to spending Monday mornings with you. And I hope that you enjoy these. I hope that you look forward to these. And you know, it gives you something to look forward to on Monday morning. As I always say, rejoice, smile, Philippians 4:4, rejoice, and again I say rejoice, amen. We always have reasons to think of the positive. You know, anyone can sit and dwell on the negative. That's right. You know, anyone can sit and think about all the things that are wrong, all the things that are not going good or not going right. But you know, it takes a man or woman of faith to just focus on the positive. You know that? So why don't you just get up on this Monday morning and make a decision today that you're going to focus on what is right. Focus on what is going well. Focus on what God is doing good in your life. Get your mind off the negative today. Well, you know what? I've already given you a word to change your day. Regardless of what you're going through today, I've already given you a word to change your day. If you'll just apply what I just said, your Monday is going to be different. So with that being said, have a great Monday. I do look forward to these. I look forward to our time together. Hopefully you're learning and growing and chewing on things and considering things as we share these podcasts together. These are podcast teachings. Thank you for logging on today, downloading, following our podcast page. If you like it, share it. Let someone know about it on a social media platform. Once again, as I always say, if you have a hard time finding it or people have a hard time finding it, tell them to simply go to our church website, therefugenm.com. Click on Pastor's Podcast and you find the link to the podcast. You can even just simply share the church website on your social media platform and tell people to click on Pastor's Podcast. So that's a way that you can help me reach more people with these podcast teachings. These are not sermons. These are not recordings of our services. This is simply me coming to you, having a Monday morning conversation, spending a few minutes together around the Word of God, challenging and learning and growing. This is all about discipleship, teaching, growing, and it helps me grow as well. It helps keep me fresh as well. So as always, thank you. Hope you had a great weekend. Hope you're doing well today. Focus on the positive and have a great Monday. This is part two. We've been having a conversation about the secret to the blessing. And this is part two of that. If you missed part one, I simply encourage you to go back and listen to it and get up to speed and then come back and listen to this one, part two. We've been talking about the secret to the blessing. And a lot of things I've been talking about in the first one was pushing back against this consumerism mentality. There is a consumeristic mentality that has really driven everything in our culture. It drives how we think. It drives how we often even live life and function. And yes, my friends, it does drive how we think about God. Many times our prayers are consumeristic prayers. What can I get from God? How can I get God to do something for me? I come to church with consumerism mentalities. What can I get from the church? How can they bless me? Many times people won't even go to a church unless the church does something for them. Many times people will come to a church for a short time and then they leave immediately when someone does not do what they want them to do. Somewhere, someone, somehow, somebody say, grow up. Amen. You know, I wish it was easy. I wish it was as easy as to simply say, grow up. But that's not how it works in real life. And we're in real life. So let's stay in real life. Let's stay in practicality. And in a practical real life situation, people are consumeristic thinkers. They've been, we've been ingrained to be consumeristic thinkers. And then we bring that mentality to the church. And so we approach God that way. But I've been pushing back against that. And I've been talking about the secret to the blessing. Now, let me ask a question today. I asked this last week, but let me ask it again. What does it mean to you to be blessed? I really want you to think about that. What thoughts are coming to your mind? What images are coming to your mind? Think about it. What does it mean to be blessed? If I ask you this morning, are you blessed? What is your answer? And if your answer is yes, what does blessing look like to you? Is it money, a house, a car, bills paid? Is it relationships? Is it health? Is it salvation? Is it eyes to see and ears to hear and tongue to taste? I don't know. I'm asking you. What does it mean to be blessed? To have children, to have grandchildren, to have a spouse? To know your sins are forgiven. I don't know. I'm not suggesting. I'm asking, what does it mean for you to be blessed? Well, whatever your answer is, to be blessed, we've been talking about the secret to get that blessing. Now, the world teaches us, and it has been just programmed into our minds, to get something, we have to acquire. We have to hoard. We have to save up. We have to gain. But in the Word of God, the kingdom of God, we've been talking, right? We've been talking about how the kingdom of God works on a flipped upside down principle. Did you know that? I mean, truly, the kingdom of God works upside down in comparison to how the world works and how the world thinks. You know, the world says, you scratch my back, I'll scratch yours. The Bible says, serve and not worry about anyone scratching your back, you know. And so when it comes to the blessing, we've been talking about the secret to how to be blessed. And the secret, according to the Word of God, of how to be blessed is to release. That's completely opposite, isn't it? From everything we've ever been taught in this crazy upside down. So, you know, the secret to the blessing is to release. It is to give. It is to give back. It is to pour out. It is to release. And as we release, we gain. Now, that sounds crazy. I know you're thinking that's backwards. That sounds crazy. That sounds scary. That sounds different. But that's how the Bible teaches us to think about the blessing, how to be blessed. It is to release. And so we looked at some a parable last week. Today I want to get into some other scriptures. So for those of you note takers there with me, yeah, you know who you are. Those of you note takers with me today, we're looking at 2 Corinthians 4, 3 through 7, and some other scriptures as well as along the way. 2 Corinthians 4, 3 through 7, we're looking at a letter to the churches in Corinth, written by the Apostle Paul. And he says, if our gospel be hid, it is hid to them that are lost, in whom the God of this world has blinded the minds of them which believe not, lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine unto them. For we preach not ourselves, but Jesus Christ the Lord, and ourselves your servants for Jesus' sake. For God, who commanded the light to shine out of darkness, has shined in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. For we have this treasure in earthen vessels. That's you. That's me, right? We have the treasure, which is the knowledge of God, the message of God, the message of Jesus, the good news of Jesus, the cross, the blood, the saving grace of God. The treasure is that in earthen vessels, which is you, a human, me, humans, we, us, Christians, earthen vessels. Why? That the excellency, that the power of God may be of God and on us. So it isn't about us, right? It isn't about our good works and our smarts and our intelligence and our beauty and our handsomeness and all of that. It is about the goodness of God within us being released to those around us. Now, let me ask you a question. How can the goodness of God be released if the people of God don't release it? Think about that. So for all of you that would say, I never share my faith, I never shine the light, I never witness on social media, I never witness to my family or my coworkers or old friends I run into in Walmart. I never do that. Well, you know what you're doing? You're not allowing the excellency of God's power to be released, because it is up to us to be those who release it. Now, this is part of the blessing. Now, I know when some people talk about the blessing, they're talking about specifically money, and they're talking about tithing and offering and giving. And that, of course, plays a part. But on this series, I'm not talking about money. I'm not talking about just sowing an offering and giving a covenant tithe. Instead, I'm talking about giving of yourself, your time, your talent, your skills, your abilities, sharing the knowledge of God. Do you know that when you share the light of Jesus, when you share your faith with someone, when you talk to somebody about God, do you know you're releasing something into their life that could change their life? And as you release that, that opens you up to receive the blessings of God. You see, the release to receive the blessing is not always just money. It's our time, our talent, our interest, our skills, giving back, doing something, contributing to the kingdom, helping someone, working in the church. All of these things are ways that we release back. So when you do something for the church, you're not just doing it for the church, you're doing it for the kingdom of God. And as you do it for the kingdom of God will release blessings back into your life. Now that's what Paul is saying here in this text. But you know, we get inundated with this whole consumeristic mentality, and we turn it all upside down, and we think the secret to be blessed is to hoard or to obtain or to get or to want or to get all this good shiny stuff. But those things are fine. Those things have their place. We all like those nice things, and there's nothing wrong with wanting nice things, by the way. I mean, seriously, if you're sitting there right now thinking to yourself, but I like nice things. Great. Do you like nice things? I like nice things. I like a nice car. I like nice food. I like a nice house. I like all those types of things. I'm thankful for my iPad and my iPhone and my iMac and all the things that I have. I like all my Apple products, thank God. I like my flat screen TV. I like all of that nice stuff. I like a nice recliner and a nice couch. I like air conditioning in the summer and heat in the winter. Do you? Well, you're probably saying yes. We all do, right? We all do. There's nothing wrong with wanting nice things. The problem is when we think that we're blessed by hoarding up nice things. That's shallow, my friend. That's consumeristic, shallow thinking. Also, I want to remind you, it's okay to give your needs to God. It's okay to tell God what you have need of. God wants you to tell Him what you have need of. So don't be condemned by thinking that you tell God what you have need of. There's nothing wrong with all of those things. The problem is a preoccupation of consumer thinking. That's all we think about. That we make that our world, that we make that our effort, that we make that our human desires, that we make that our the high-end goal. No, that's where the problem comes in. But getting back to the kingdom of God, so the kingdom of God teaches us that when we give out of ourselves, that when we share our faith, for example, specifically, the text we're looking at the moment talks about giving of our faith. Now, I know a lot of folks don't like that, and maybe you're getting uncomfortable right now. A lot of people don't like to hear about the fact that we're called to share our faith. Let me just upset someone's apple cart right now. You cannot be a closet Christian. Come out of the closet. Be proud about the fact that you know God. Everyone else is coming out of the closet. Why don't Christians come out of the closet and be proud that we know God? So the Bible teaches us to share our faith. The Bible teaches us that we are called to do this. The Bible teaches us that the kingdom of God is reliant. Now that's scary, isn't it? The kingdom of God is reliant upon us to share our faith. That's right. The kingdom of God is reliant. Did you know that God is relying on you today to share something about Him to someone, that someone might be changed? Whew, glory to God. I mean, that's the word of God. You say, okay, Pastor, how does that tie into the secret to the blessing? Our text teaches us that when I release the light, when I release knowledge of God, when I sow, when I tell somebody about God, it causes blessings to come back into my life. I am blessed when I tell people about God. I am blessed when I share my faith. Moving on from that, I'm blessed when I give back. I'm blessed when I work for the kingdom. I'm blessed when I give to the kingdom. The Bible says to give and it shall be given unto you. The Bible says to sow and you shall reap. Is anyone getting this? Is this making sense to anyone? That's really, you know, that's the shiny secret to the blessing. The shiny little secret to the blessing is to give. So do you want to be blessed? I mean, I'm asking you, do you want to be blessed? Yes or no? If you want to be blessed, there's a secret to being blessed. And the secret to being blessed is to give. The secret to being blessed is to give back. The secret to being blessed is not to be a spiritual hoarder, but to give and tell about God. Now, if you want to be blessed, but at the same time, you want to be selfish and stingy and not give back and not work at the church and not work for the kingdom and not give up some of your time and not give up some of your effort and not give your skills and your talents back for God, then you're not going to be blessed. I'm sorry. You can manipulate the circumstances in the earth and get earthly blessings. But if you want to be blessed in the kingdom of God, if you want to be blessed in the eyes of God, if you want to be blessed by God in the ways of God, you got to operate by the principles of God. And the principle of the blessing of God is to give. Someone shout give. Someone shout do. Someone shout release. This is the secret to being blessed. Now, if we say, well, I don't have time to give. I don't have time to pour out. I don't have time to give back. I don't have time to serve. We lie. Ooh, come on, somebody somewhere say amen. We're liars. We all have time to do whatever we want. I say this all the time, and people who follow me probably say their pastor goes again. He says this all the time. But we all have the same amount of time every day. Isn't that true? We all have the same amount of time every day. And it's up for us to choose how we want to spend it. Well, you might say, well, I want to be blessed, but I'm scared to share my faith, for example. I'm scared to tell somebody about God. I'm scared to shine the light. I'm scared. What are you scared of? They talk about you anyway. They backstab you anyway. They're going to laugh at you because you don't have the right kind of shoes on. They're going to laugh at you because you changed the color of your hair. They're going to laugh at you because you didn't catch the football just right. They're going to laugh at you because you didn't act like, you know, the who's who of the community and you don't keep up with the Joneses like everyone else. People can be cutthroat backstabbers. Man, they can smile at you and talk about you when you leave the room. And I have just found out in life, here is Pastor Tony's little tidbit secret today. People who even pretend to like you typically don't really like you. People that talk good about you to your face oftentimes talk bad about you behind your back. They're going to talk about you anyway. So why not give them something to talk about? Amen. Amen. Just tell them about Jesus. Talk about Jesus. If they're going to talk about you anyway, give them something good to talk about. Let them run you down because you're shining the light. Let them run. But you see, you're planting seed. Well, what if they don't accept it? Who cares if they don't accept it? That's between them and God. It's my job to release it. You see, and what I'm trying to say today is share some knowledge. And the knowledge I'm trying to share to us is when I share my faith, I'm giving back. And as I release my faith, I'm opening myself up to receive the blessing. When I give back to the kingdom, when I work for God, when I do something in the kingdom, I'm releasing myself to be blessed by the kingdom. So what are we talking about? We're talking about the secret to the blessing, and the secret to the blessing is what? Someone shout it. Give, share, give back, work, give up your time and talents. And specifically in the text that we looked at, it's also about sharing our faith. And as I share my faith, I'm opening myself up to receive the blessing. Let's go a little bit deeper, shall we? Let's go to the Old Testament now. Let's look at 1 Kings 17:10-15. Now I'm going Old Testament. Hang on with me. I'm going Old Testament here. But let's step into the world of Elijah. Let's talk about, since we're talking about the secret to the blessing, let's step into the world of Elijah, shall we? 1 Kings 17:10-15. It says, so when he went to Zarephath, as he came to the town gate, a widow was there gathering sticks. He called to her and asked, would you bring me a little water in a jar that I may drink? As she was going to get it, he called and said, bring me, please, a piece of bread. As surely as the Lord God lives, she replied, I don't have any bread, only a handful of flour in a jar and a little olive oil in a jug. I'm gathering a few sticks to take home and to make a meal for myself and my son that we may eat it and die. Now, I've preached on this passage a few times in my ministry, and I always stop and make the point, this woman is flat out depressed. Hey, I mean, seriously, if she's talking about, no, man of God, I don't have any bread. Matter of fact, I have just enough flour and oil for me to go back and make a meal for myself and my son. And after that, we're going to die. It's over, man. We don't have anything. We're down to our bottom. We've reached the bottom of the barrel. We've reached our bottom dollar. I don't have any savings. I don't have any credit cards. I don't have any way out. I am just done. Not only is she financially done, she's out of supply. And not only is she physically done, she's emotionally spent. Because now she's depressed. Have you ever been there? Have you ever been so drained and so empty and so bottom barrel that you just don't have anything left to give? And you're just feeling like you're done. Well, this is where this woman's at. Now, I always articulate this in my way. And here's how I tell this story. The man of God hears all this. And he does not respond like a pastor. Because a pastor would be like, oh, bless your heart. God bless you. I'm praying for you. How can I help you? Let's go down here to the food pantry and let me find you something. Praise the Lord. We're going to pray for you and feed you. And now that's not how Elijah responds. Watch Elijah's response. Verse 13. If you're not familiar with this passage, get ready. If you are familiar, just smile. Verse 13. Elijah said to her, don't be afraid. Go home and do as you have said. But first, make a small loaf of bread for me. Now, hold on just a second. The woman just said she only had enough food for her baby boy and herself, and then they're going to die. And the man of God responds with, feed me first. That is not your typical pastoral response. But there's a principle at play here. We're talking about the secret to being blessed, and we're unpacking a principle here. It's a deeper principle. It's not a surface principle. It's a deeper principle. So you got to hang on here with me, because a shallow person, a shallow believer would say, he shouldn't have said that, and I can't give anything. And why would I give when I'm down to my bottom? But we're going deeper, and we're looking at a deeper principle here of how to be blessed. He said, don't be afraid. Go home and do what you said. But first, make a small loaf of bread for me from what you have and bring it to me. And then make something for yourself and your son. For this is what the Lord of God of Israel says. For the jar of flour will not be used up, and the peg of oil will not run dry until the day the Lord sends rain on the land. Hallelujah. So what's being said here? What's being said here is, if you bless, hallelujah, you're going to release a blessing in your life. Somebody praise God. So this woman is finding out the secret to the blessing. if she'll bless the man of God, if she'll serve the man of God, if she'll release to the man of God, if she'll give to the man of God, it's going to cause God to open up blessings and pour them out into her life. So that's what I'm talking about today. I'm talking about the backwards approach to how to be blessed. I'm talking about the backwards approach of how to be blessed. And the kingdom's approach to how to be blessed is backwards. It isn't to hoard or gain. It is to release and give. It is to release and give. And as I release and give, I open myself up to be blessed even more. So, Pastor, what are you trying to say? What I'm trying to say is, if you want more blessing, give more blessing. If you want more blessing, do more, share more, give more, spend more into the kingdom of yourself, your time, your interest, your talents. Give more to the kingdom. I'm not talking about giving today. Yes, of course we're called the tithe and so offering, but that's not the point today. The point today is, if you want to be blessed, give of yourself. Give obedience. Give time, interest, effort, serve. Give of yourself in terms of sharing the good news about Jesus. Help others. The more you give, the more you're going to be blessed. That's the secret to the blessing. Now, I'm talking to you today, and I want you to be blessed. And I know you want to be blessed. Who doesn't want to be blessed? Let's just get real about it for a minute. Take off the churchiness. Take off the churchy thinking and be real. I know you want to be, you want to be blessed, don't you? Of course you do. We all want to be blessed. Who on a Monday morning wants to say, I don't want to be blessed. Never mind. I want to be down and out. I don't want to. Of course not. We all want to be blessed. I'm trying to help us all be blessed. And how are we blessed? When we release blessings. The secret to being blessed is to bless. The secret to being blessed is to give, to pour out, to do. Not to be a hoarder. Not to be stingy. Not to reserve for ourselves, but to give. So the intention of God of creation is for people to be blessed. I believe that. God is not aloof and distant and far off and cruel. God doesn't want you down and out and depressed and doing without. God wants you blessed in every possible way. Physically blessed, spiritually blessed, relationally blessed, emotionally blessed, every way blessed. Yes, 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 praise God. Someone say hallelujah. God wants me blessed. But the way to get the blessing to release into your life is to be a blessing, to give and to share. So let's wrap this up on this Monday morning. And let me ask you today, as we think about this and bring it down to a close, before I release you to go do your things today and walk in your life and do the things that you do, will you do what the Bible says to do to be blessed? Will you bless? Will you give? Will you share? Will you pour out? Will you invest? Will you give back? Will you share your faith? Will you release? If you're saying, yes, I'll do these things, I promise you, you're going to be blessed. So go out there today and bless someone so that the blessing of God will come back to you. Bless the kingdom this week so that the kingdom of God will bless you. Give of yourself this week, so that the blessing will be released in your life. Have a great Monday. Amen.